One of Washington's leading power players is in trouble. Franklin Raines is CEO of the mortgage giant Fannie Mae. He spent a long afternoon last week being grilled by a congressional subcommittee about allegations of financial improprieties at the government-sponsored company. The Securities and Exchange Commission is looking into this. The Justice Department is said to be investigating. And all of this is an unexpected turn for Raines, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's no small irony that Franklin D. Raines has been a leader in corporate America's campaign to escape the Enron scandal. On NPR's Tavis Smiley show last year, he explained what corporations had to do to regain the public trust.
Adopting the best practices in corporate governance and being transparent and ensuring that they are focused on the interests of the company first and not the personal interests of management.
Raines took that corporate good governance message to the House Financial Services Committee in 2002. But last Wednesday, he was back at the same witness table under very different circumstances.
My name is Frank Raines. I'm the son of Ida and Delano Raines. I grew up in Seattle, went to public school, graduated from college and law school.
This time, Raines said he had to reintroduce himself. OFEO, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, had issued a report that basically says Fannie Mae did many of the things Raines had condemned. Raines said the OFEO report described people and an institution that he just didn't recognize. Most notably, and hotly denied by Raines, OFEO said Fannie smoothed out its earnings. The result, in 1998 alone, the top five executives could qualify for bonuses ranging from $593,000 to $1.9 million each. Questions like these point to a long crisis for both Fannie Mae and Frank Raines. Raines is the son of a custodian and a cleaning woman. Now he's one of the nation's leading African-American CEOs. Fannie Mae and another government-sponsored corporation, Freddie Mac, own or guarantee half of all home mortgages in the United States. When the Boeing company invited Raines to join its board of directors, he noted that his mother used to clean the offices there. Raines cemented his reputation as a behind-the-scenes power in D.C. when he served as President Bill Clinton's budget director. He negotiated away the differences between Democrats and Republicans and produced a balanced budget. How powerful is he? Almost nobody contacted by NPR for this story wanted to talk for attribution. One who did was Peter Wallison of the conservative American Enterprise Institute, one of Raines' harshest critics.
I admire someone who can present his case in a very powerful and persuasive way, and I've seen him do that, and that's very important for CEOs.
A veteran lobbyist describes Raines as a careful belt-and-suspenders kind of executive. That was on display at the hearing. New York State Republican Sue Kelly used a common congressional tactic. She fired a volley of yes or no questions at Raines.
Either one of you, a yes or a no.
This is very hard to give yes or no answers to something.
I understand that, sir, but I have a very limited time.
I understand, but the implication of my giving an answer is incorrect is so great that I refuse to take the risk without telling you what the real answer is.
Fannie Mae's critics say that Raines' cautious demeanor obscures Fannie's hardball lobbying. Again, Peter Wallison of the American Enterprise Institute.
He will say, for example, that Fannie is delighted with the prospect of a new and stronger regulator. But the lobbyists for Fannie are not saying that when they are visiting congressional offices. They are complaining about the consequences of stronger regulation.
But others, especially members of the Congressional Black Caucus, say that Raines is being unfairly attacked. Here's Tennessee Democrat Harold Ford, Jr.
Some have suggested this is somewhat political, that there's some in the administration who have said they want to make Fannie Mae the Democratic Enron. I don't know if that's true. That's what the rumors here in Washington, as much as the rumors about Frank Raines' reputation being damaged.
At the hearing, a Democratic lawmaker asked Raines if he was worried about losing a chance to be named Treasury Secretary if John Kerry wins the White House. Raines said he didn't care about that, but that explaining things to his three daughters was hard. His voice broke as he said it. Fannie Mae's critics say it's only a matter of time till Raines resigns. His allies say that's just the kind of drumbeat that someone would start in Washington to build political momentum. And whatever diplomatic skills Raines might use now, it's also clear that Fannie Mae's lobbyists and lawyers are fighting every step of the way. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.